Ritter Jr.
VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. European Union leaders are holding emergency summit talks to beef up their own military defenses and make sure Ukraine will still be properly protected by its allies. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
European Union leaders are holding emergency summit talks to beef up their own military defenses and make sure Ukraine will still be properly protected by its allies. Friedrich Merz, the likely next Chancellor of Germany, and summit chair Antonio Costa discussed ways to fortify Europe's defenses on a short deadline. Meanwhile, French President Emmanuel Macron said he would confer with his EU counterparts about the possibility to use France's nuclear deterrent to protect the continent from Russian threats. I'm Karen Chavas.
President Vladimir Putin's foreign minister said Macron's speech amounted to a threat against Russia. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump's administration is planning to revoke temporary legal status for some 240,000 Ukrainians who fled the conflict with Russia. A senior Trump official in three sources familiar with the matter told Reuters, potentially putting them on a fast track to deportation. The White House and Ukrainian embassy did not respond to Reuters' request for comment. U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas has brushed off President Donald Trump's latest threat and reiterated that it will only free the remaining Israeli hostages in exchange for a lasting ceasefire in the Gaza Strip. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Hamas accused Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of trying to back out of the ceasefire agreement they reached in January. The agreement calls for negotiations over a second phase in which the hostages would be released in exchange for more Palestinian prisoners, a lasting ceasefire, and an Israeli withdrawal from Gaza. Negotiations on that phase were supposed to begin in early February. Only limited preparatory talks have been held so far. Tommy McNeil.